maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tell me about yourself. Who are you? You look like a painting. Yeah.
Thank you. I feel recently, like I said, I feel it's a transforming time, and I'm also like figure out like how to connect with my body more well, because I feel like every day is like we meet new people, and it's all mirroring out like the like something in our subconscious mind, and it's mirroring out something, and maybe we are learning
from your
subconscious mind. And yep. Is it lie? So I always asking myself, and I always pray for God, like, please lead me, guide me, let me hear you, so I can make the right decision, and I can really provide people pure light and pure love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's growing. But sometimes we meet certain people, and it's just, you know, some energy is lingering, even if what we eat and what we do, what we think and what we observe. Serving like the information, you don't know us that.
Mm.
And sometimes it's just we are all one, right? We all from the same source. So sometimes it's hard to like. We need to stay conscious, stay awake, and have the good vision, and have the powerful mind, strengthen our mind, and so we can keep moving forward. Right? I'm also learning.
Take the word hard out,
yeah.
Replace it with work.
It's work, just work. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate.
Because when you see, when you say it's hard, you see it's hard.
It's true.
But if you see it's work, it's just work. You know, it's a progress. It's a process.
That's amazing.
Turn that on.
Yes, I feel it's a word for me. Yeah, it feels different. I feel
language
it's a word.
Is very, very powerful.
Yes.
But what comes out of our mouth,
I love it.
Really becomes it. Like the universe is essentially a nebula of ongoing process and creation, flux,
yes.
Transitioning, transformation. What we put into the world with our words, you could kind of think about it like a metaphor of a river.
Yes.
And the river's always flowing. It's always flowing. But when you put the salt shaker in the river, now it's in the river. And then it'll go into the river and maybe become more salt shakers. You know? So when you speak, you're actually participating in that creation of the universe, the creation of reality. Not just for yourself, but other people. Because they also interact with what they hear. And what when they hear, they have an occurrence or a reaction.
Yeah.
Like they have like a shell that's like information comes and kind of permeates, will stick the outside of their bubble, and that's how they kind of interact with information that comes to them. But they take they don't have a acute relationship to their communication. They interpret it. Interpret the communication so that it becomes biased and altered as well. So it's a very interesting thing. When you speak, you're very, very responsible about what you say. It can transform things almost like magic.
It's
like,
amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
This is like transforming this word hard to work. Maybe to work transforming like it's already happened, something is already happening.
Yes.
And
it's a happening.
That's interesting. It's becoming like non-verbal,
Yeah. You want to try on something radical?
Yes, please.
Okay. Consider that everything has already been done. Everything has already happened. And all that there's really left is to experience everything that's already happened. Like in a lucid dream, when you're in a dream, you notice you can talk to somebody, or you can go do this, you can do that, and there's a kind of property of being in a dream where you're going along with the experience, But when you're aware of the experience, you get to alter it. You get to move things. You get to be a part of it.
And actually get what you want. It's beautiful.
Say what you want. And it moves just like that in physical reality as well.
Everything comes like a blessing, like unified in the meantime, and all the circle is growing, and we effortless.
Yeah. There's nothing to be done except to experience it. But we're over here trying to do and do and do and do. And there's no doing. It's just done.
It's done already. So
people can't enjoy life.
Yes. It's a conversation, my friend, a friend of mine, his name is Jonathan. Mm-hmm. He just called me yesterday.
Yeah.
And he said, just enjoy that.
Yeah.
And experience. Don't think, just like when you are reading something, you don't really analyze the word, you just read, simply have no thought, mm-hmm. no feeling, nothing.
You're just being with. When you're being with.
And actually when you are being with, everything is resonant in a certain way, so it's like, we feel the Akashi is in each of ourselves. It's already there, so we just believe, have faith, and we are like lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
It's the same conversation we had yesterday. Hmm. It's beautiful. It's a confirmation to me. It's a confirmation.
That's happening. And I know I'm not alone. You're not alone. It's just a matter of like when you find your people, so to speak. Everybody's our people. People are more awake, more in tune, more open in the world of discovery. You know, the more empowered and emboldened you are to just take it on. You know, go with it.
Wow, I see your spirit is so beautiful. I see that. I perceive. People, I just have conversation. Did you see I just get a phone call?
Yeah.
That's from my mentor. Her name is Nicole.
Okay.
She just talked with me this conversation, exactly the same conversation.
Really? No way.
Half hour ago.
Wow.
Because recently I continue when meet different people, they just come to me. And some people, they have the same character and same quality and same repeating thing. And I feel I'm learning from like the painting. I'm learning from, it's like mirror now something. And I got this dream yesterday. In my dream was a lot of, I feel I'm not in the scene. I'm just watching everything happen. And there are some symbol shows in my dream. I feel it shows my something is already done. And I'm watching it. And I'm yearning for maybe some comfort. So in the end, I was grabbing some dim sum plate. And I was eating some dim sum, like fried dim sum. It means, usually dumpling means something already done. So I was eating dumpling. Yes.
Awesome. Hmm. Awesome.
Yes. So I just released one thing. I said, it's like, yes, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. And I feel I'm breathing. When I'm speaking, I'm breathing. I'm learning how to breathe through here, like my stomach.
Right here?
Right here, stomach. And something I don't know, and I feel it's magic, it's really magic. I bought this candle from the shop, the Whole Food shop, right here. And one means clarity. One is purple color, purple blue. You say third eye, clarify, and I think it's like $11, and the other is protection. Yellow color. And I light this candle and enjoy with my friend, a friend of mine. He's a DJ yesterday, and my mentor just called me today. She say, something they look the same, but they are not the same. And if you're like, you are lighting the candle and you don't know who is watching it, who touched it. It can linger with a lot of energy. You don't know where it comes from. And it's not unified with the original, like you must get the element if you want the healing being like permanent, and it should be come from the same place. I don't know what that means yet, but I trust that, because each time she did work for me, I feel it's like something transforming will happen in my life.
Yeah, and we normally don't really consider that, and we don't consider that as something important, but you know, our bodies regenerate all of the cells. I think even our DNA itself, like every 7 years, something like that. We literally are not physically the same person, even though we look like it. Like, all of our cells actually transform over the course of like 7 years. I read this in a book by a really well-known author. She's a physicist and like speaker. And she writes a lot about like teamwork, and it was called The Quantum Leader, something like that. And it was about how to, you know, create leadership, not in a linear way, but like in a sort of different kind of experience where not only does everybody have value, but you consider that whenever you're fixed on a way of being, or you're fixed in a way of leading a team or leading your vision, it dies. It very quickly, it's basically dead. It's only a matter of time before you realize that it's no longer alive. But I just, at any rate, I really liked her, how she pointed that out. I never forgot it. I was like, wow. Remember, like, oh, my body, I'm like, I've changed many, many times, you know? And similar, like, I think maybe to what you're pointing to in the candle, you know? Like, when you actually look at something, like, this doesn't exist until you look at it, you know? But when you look at, when there's...
It's like I want to publish this thing called Mandala Map.
Mandala map?
Mandala map is like...
Where am I? Have I heard that before?
No, I created that word. I'm pretty sure I created that because it's hard to...
Mandala map? Okay.
Mandala map. Mandala is... Mandala, you know Mandala effect. Mm-hmm. Mandala map is like our subconscious, actually we are linking with each one. So everyone is like part of our experience that we connect with, and we can have, we have free will to choose what to look at and what to not look at. And when you look at it and why you look at it, and why you do that, something, I think it's about something, I don't know, I'm still experiencing that. Does it make sense? And it's like our subconscious mind actually also linking with each other. And it's also affect each other's dream. I experienced that several times, because sometimes it's just, I haven't met these people, I haven't met them, I haven't talked to them, but I just have this vivid dream. This dream is communicating with me, and then they transfer. They transfer with their finance with me for consultation.
Let me just remind me of something. Uh huh.
And then I got dreams, and the dream is, I don't know what's that yet, but until we start a conversation, then I realize, oh, my dream have meaning. And sometimes it's just simply I don't know what's that. It's just a symbol, and I'm just be with it and just have faith and just enjoy. Like one time I was in Union Square Park, I think one week ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm standing right in front of two doors, and there is no door, there's nothing. It's just something like a garage. And they say a quarter, half door. You know, like the address is not one or two, it's like between.
Yeah.
It's like in Harry Potter, Harry Potter, how do you call that? Like 1-2-2, there's no 1-2-2, there's nothing in between, but there's something, there's a coffee shop in between. So it's called like point 0.5.
Right. Like
1.5 and a half. Like a half. And I'm standing right in front of the door. It's a coffee shop. And then I turn around, I see a guy say, like, pointing in the sky. And it's just the thing just lingering in my mind until I walk into a tea shop. It's this incense, there's a lot of incense and it smells so peaceful. I feel peace in my right away when I enter the tea shop. And I just enjoy the smell. Something smell like burning wood. I don't know what's that, but it smelled so good. It's like burning wood. And I asked them, what is that? And they said, oh, maybe it's this or that, maybe it's something. But I said, no, I smelled that before. It doesn't smell like anything you tell me. And there's a ladder, and there's a wooden ladder, and pointed at the top, and I see the top is like, I forget the name, like rose or love circle, or love, oh, it's love, love. The jaw have love. And I don't know why, I just said, hey, there's a door maybe should be closed so the new door can open. And the girl say, wow, you just tell me something like it's important information to me. And because the girl is dating a new guy, but his ex-boyfriend coming back to her. And they feel something again. And I didn't know their conversation before I entered the door. And I didn't know why I say that, but it's weird. It's like, I don't know what's that. So maybe we all devoted like the part of the society we I don't know.
How are you creating? How are you intentionally contributing? How are you intentionally putting yourself out there?
Intentionally put myself. That's a good question. That's a good question.
So you can really hear how much sensitivity you have, how much awareness you have, how much you're able to connect a lot of dots and a lot of things at a different level than people who are mostly asleep.
I feel you just point out one thing important, intention.
Yeah, what's your intention? What are you creating?
It's about the core value, it's about the intention. Like, this is a vegan shop. I feel I want this world becoming more light, and I can enjoy people that surround me. We can all create together, and we can create something, and we go somewhere, and it's like a discovery. Sometimes not just I guided people, also I also be leading. And it's like dancing, it's like something, I don't know, it's like you know, it's like, I don't know how to say that. It's like frequency. And we all affect each other in a certain way.
Yeah.
What to pick up, what to not pick up. I'm also learning, I don't know. And I feel I'm learning. What about you?
I intentionally create in many ways, and I put them into project forms.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So I have four distinct areas I work. And I have a higher calling, which is somebody who restores wholeness to humanity, who is a buffer between leaders. Whether you want to call it leaders between countries, counties, cities, groups, who I am is a conduit for compassion, joy, and love. Like, the end of fragmentation, like, the fragmentation, the competition, the essences that really eat away at people's sanity and their health, you know. That's my higher calling.
That's one thing I'm enhancing myself. I feel my vessel, my body recently needs to strengthen.
So.
You feel that? And.
Well, yeah, so you have a foundation. You have to take care of your body. You have to take care of your mind. You have to have integrity first.
Yes.
You have to be whole and complete yourself in order to step into the next level for yourself. And that's a challenge. It takes work. I'm going to say it's hard.
It takes work.
You know? Yeah. And so you got to look at your self-expression. Mm. And your self-expression is your vehicle. Like, your words create the world. Your self-expression is your vehicle. It's like your sled. It's your bike. It's your, whatever you want to call it, your airplane. My self-expression is coaching visionaries. People who really want to shake up the world. People who really want to shake up an industry. People who have, like, innovative, like, awesome ideas.
That's what one part of my word, my
visionary.
I want to say my job. I have my YouTube channel, and recently I'm transforming because I feel YouTube is a way, like, many people, it's a lot. Sometimes I feel like it's too easy to release. I want to make something transforming. And create a new vibe and a new platform. So now my app is almost done. I have my own app. I already have my own audiences, and my mother language is Mandarin.
Okay.
So I'm trying to bring the consciousness with compassion, with love, and also health area with my audiences. Because I have a lot of audience in China, in Taiwan, Malaysia,
cool.
Hong Kong. And I'm trying to bring the light and bring the awareness in the fun way. And just living life. And like you said, maybe work, put in work. But also I want to enjoy that. When I enjoy that, I feel people can get inspired from that. They can realize they don't have to be trapped in anything. Not Donald Trump, not Xi Jinping, not any system.
Wow.
Not anything.
Wow.
My phone, for some reason, everything was blocked yesterday. And I feel like so blocked. And I got this call from a friend of mine, his name is Jack, and I got a dream. I dream of a tod, a frog, growing very fast. And
a tod,
like a frog.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Growing. And tod also symbolizes stagnant energy, and it's growing like a monster, and I feel I have to escape away. And the guy, Jack Shee,